From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. Senator Barack Obama won presidential nominating contests in three more states yesterday. In Louisiana, Nebraska, and Washington, he all but wiped out Hillary Clinton's overall lead in the delegate count. In the Republican race, Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee won two states, keeping him in the picture despite the dominating delegate lead of the GOP frontrunner, Senator John McCain. NPR's Martin Kosty has more.
Senator John McCain was declared the winner in the Republican caucuses in Washington state, which allocate half of the state party's delegates. Mike Huckabee narrowly won the Louisiana primary, but he'll have to wait for a convention in that state to allocate those delegates. It was in the Kansas caucuses that Huckabee really cleaned up. He won all 36 of the delegates at stake, thanks to the support of social conservatives. One of those caucus-goers was Kelly Ireland, who refuses to accept that John McCain has a lock on the Republican nomination.
The political pundits have been saying all kinds of things all along about who would be president. They've been wrong about McCain and Huckabee from early on, so why not wrong about Huckabee from here on out?
Mathematically speaking, it's nearly impossible for Huckabee to catch up with McCain in the delegate count. But lately, Huckabee has been telling crowds that he didn't major in math. He majored in miracles. On the Democratic side, Obama won the Louisiana primary, but it was his most racially polarized victory to date. Almost 90% of blacks backed Obama, while more than two-thirds of whites voted for Clinton. In the caucus states of Nebraska and Washington, fewer people took part, but Obama's victory seemed more broadly based. In both states, Obama supporters overran the local caucus meetings, outnumbering Clinton supporters 2-1. Here in the Seattle suburb of Kirkland, hundreds of Democrats packed a school gymnasium, some of them spilling out into the parking lot. They split up into neighborhood precinct groups to debate the candidates' merits. Obama supporter Steve Sperry stood up to talk about Clinton's vulnerabilities.
We all know that she alienated people. I think she's terrific, but who is the best person that has the best chance to beat the Republican machine? That is Obama.
Electability seemed to be the issue for these Democrats. Clinton supporter Sarah Anderson got up to point out Obama's weaknesses.
He's a great orator. I think he's got a lot of potential. I can't vote for potential in this next election because there's too much at risk. He hasn't been held to fire. I've seen Hillary held to fire, and my vote goes to Hillary for that, because this will be a very difficult election.
But it was obvious that the caucus was swamped by Obama supporters, many of them newcomers to politics. When Zee Sophia stood up in front of the whole gymnasium to give the official speech for Clinton, she was on the verge of tears.
I agree that Obama is the future, but right now it's Clinton.
At this point, she was interrupted by hecklers yelling, "We can't wait," and "The future is now." The heckling continued, and Sophia had to be steadied by her son, wearing an army uniform and averting his eyes from the Obama crowd as his mother spoke. After the vote, the caucus chairwoman, State Representative Deborah Eddy, tried to diffuse some of the tension with a call for party unity.
But I want to end on a note that we are embarrassed with riches in our candidates this year.
It was clearly painful for many Democrats at these caucuses to have to choose between having the first African-American presidential nominee and the first woman nominee. Already, some homemade T-shirts reading Obama Clinton 08 have started popping up around town. Martin Kosty, NPR News, Seattle.